The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, of all of the faces that walk in the studio doors, yours is probably my most favourite.
That's
Gar Mullins.
A beautiful thing to say. Thank you very much.
It is Gar Mullins, the executive chef of the Anantara Marker Hotel, is with us this morning. And folks, I wish you could see what was sitting between me and Gar Mullins. It is a thing of beauty.
It is indeed a thing of beauty. And I love when somebody describes a cake as a thing of beauty. But and it's a bit of a tongue twister. And I think I've confused a lot of people by this recipe, because I'm basically taking two of my favourite cakes in the world and I'm turning them into one cake. So it's a baked apple crumble and vanilla cheesecake. So
yes,
it's a classic.
So when I read that coming up, that wasn't two recipes.
Yeah, no, it's one recipe. And I tell you, I seen it ages ago somewhere. I seen a picture of it. I seen it in a magazine or something. And a few Sundays ago, I was in the shops and I bought some cooking apples, and I said, I'm going to try and make that. And I made it and I shared it on my Instagram. And loads of people asked me for the recipe. So I was like, I need to write this down, because I just winged it. Right? I didn't actually follow a recipe. But I've written a recipe and that's what we're going to do. So the recipe is broken into a couple of little steps. I'm going to quickly give you a slice just in case you get time to...
Oh, I will make time.
Yeah, you'll make time.
I will
time
make time. I've been sitting over a cup of tea for the last 10 minutes waiting.
So basically the base is a cheesecake, as we know. So I'll give you the ingredients first. So it's 200, a packet of digestive biscuits, 150 grams of butter, 115 grams of sugar, 900 grams of full fat cream cheese or Philadelphia or whatever, a couple of legs. You're smiling over there, so you've obviously tasted. 115 grams of double cream. Worth grabbing double cream for this one. A vanilla pod, but of course you could use a bit of vanilla extract. And then for the roasted apple, you need a couple of cooking apples, a little bit of maple syrup, some vanilla and some butter. And then for the crumble part, which is on the top, you need 100 grams of butter, 100 grams of flour, 50 grams of sugar and 50 grams of porridge oats. So the first thing I want you to do is peel the apples, core them and dice them up quite small. And then you're going to put on a little pan, throw in a knob of butter, throw in those apples, and you're going to roast those apples up. So like you're sautéing onions or anything like so. You're literally frying them in the butter.
So you're not stewing them?
No, you're not stewing them. Like a little bit hotter. You want it on a medium to high heat, because I want the bits of apple to catch on the bottom of the pan, because it gives that lovely roasted flavour. Mm. And then after about 2 minutes, you'll see they'll start taking on a little bit of colour. In with the sugar, or sorry, in with the maple syrup, in with the vanilla, and then it'll turn into a compote and just take it off. If you've done that at the start, if you put the sugar or the maple syrup in at the start, it would be too aggressive and it'll catch too quickly, because I want them to actually caramelise.
Okay, if you don't have maple syrup, can you use honey?
Use a bit of honey or use a little bit of brown sugar, or I just want to sweeten them up ever so slightly. Then I want you to take that off, set it to one side, and that's going to cool down. The next thing you're going to do is the crumble mix. You literally just melt the butter, pour it in on top of the sugar, the flour and the oats, and it'll look like it's too crumbly, but I want to... You can see on the top of the cake here, it kind of goes a little bit clumpy, and that's what I want. Yeah. They're like basically little pieces of biscuit.
Yeah, it's crunchy.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's a bite to it.
Yeah, so after you make the crumble mix, you just set that to one side, and then all you do is getting onto the cake. So you're going to grease and line a cake tin or a spring form tin.
Right, the team are laughing at me here as I would have. Just keep talking there, Gar. You're doing
Claire,
great.
Will you stop over there? You're confusing us. So what you're going to do then is you're going to make the cheesecake base. So you basically just take the crushed biscuits, mix them with the butter, and then you push them into the bottom of the tin. And I want you at the side of the tin, push the biscuit up a little bit, because I want it to kind of catch that apple. So after you've made the base, you pop that into a preheated oven at 170 degrees and bake your cheesecake. I don't think everybody does that. But what that does is it just helps the biscuit set and it'll give it a little bit more flavour.
So just press it down with your hand, I
press
take it,
down
and
your
push
hand,
it up a little bit.
Exactly, with your hand or the back of a spoon. And then just as it gets to the edge, you're going to push it up the side a little bit. And that's kind of the New York cheesecake technique. Then all you're going to do is put that the apple compote that you made, that goes in the base. And then you have to make the cream mix. So all you do there is you just whip, you add the cream cheese into a bowl, in with the sugar, give it a mix, crack an egg in, mix it again, crack the other egg in. So basically you're making a custard, and then you have this kind of custard mix ready, and you gently pour that in on top of the apple. Don't just dump it in, because all the apple will move. So you just gently pour it in, and then it's going to go into the oven at 160 degrees and you're going to bake it for 30 minutes. After the 30 minutes is up, you'll see there's a little bit of a colour on the top of the cake, and that's kind of a New York style cheesecake. Then I want you to, while it's still in the oven, put the crumble mix on the top and bake it for another 10 minutes. And then you get this wonderful little crunchy bits of biscuit, basically. That's your crumble part.
So there's a good few steps to that.
There's a few steps, but I mean, like,
you get the result.
Yeah, you do get the result. So basically what you're doing is you're making the apple compote, you're making the crumble mix, you're making the custard, and then you're just going to set the base on the bottom, put the compote in, pour the custard in, bake it in the oven just before it finishes, put the crumble on the top and bake it a little bit more. It's a really delicious recipe. I'll throw it up on my Instagram as always. I actually put a little video up on my Instagram as well today. But it's really worth doing, and yeah.
And it does elevate the old apple crumble. I remember doing, what was that called? Home economics.
Yeah, yeah.
For the leaving cert.
Yeah.
And, you know, you had to go in and cook something, and I got apple crumble and fresh fruit salad, and I was never more miserable in my whole life. I felt like I was cooking in 1940s Ireland. Like, what was this recipe going to do for me?
Where did the fruit salad bit come in? I don't understand that.
Chop banana at 100% of a mark.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? I was wrong, because that apple crumble has stood the test of time.
To me,
it's an apple crumble dish.
It's one of the greatest desserts of all time. And at the moment, I done an apple and blackberry crumble a few weeks ago, because there's a lot of people out picking blackberries at the moment. So,
Of apples too.
Yeah, exactly. And the crumble mix is basically, if you think about it, it's basically biscuit. That's what it is. You know, like, it's sugar and it's flour and it's butter and it's oats.
And within that recipe, do you have a recipe there for the cheesecake? If you just want to do the New York baked cheesecake.
Yeah, so the cheesecake is the custard part. Yeah, yeah. So it's basically the cream cheese, the eggs, the double cream, the sugar and the vanilla. So if you didn't want to do the apple part and you didn't want to put the crumble on the top, you could just follow it. Don't make the crumble. Don't make the apple. And then you'll end up with a baked New York cheesecake. But you know what? I think we need to live a little and make the crumble, make the apple. No fruit salad required for this recipe.
And eat it cold. Oh, absolutely delicious. Thank you for that sugar hit. Much appreciated.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.